Thessalonians chapter 2.
请打开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
Every week we come to the scripture and we don't determine what we're going to talk about, except that we come to the next passage, and the next passage will determine the topic and the lesson.
每周我们来到学习的时候，我们翻到圣经的时候，我们不是选题目，我们是跟着圣经的排选，所以今天我们就来到这一个题目。
So let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Let me first read from verse 1 to the end of chapter 2.
整章读一遍。
For you yourself know, let me see, let me change version here. Okay, chapter 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 20. For you yourself know, brother, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we have already suffered and been shamefully treated in Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or attempt to deceive, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please men, but to please God who tests our hearts. For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness, nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostle of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of his own children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also ourselves, because you had become very dear to us. Verse 9, for you remember, brothers, our labor and toil, we work day and night, and we might not be burdened to any of you while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holy, righteous, and blameless was our conduct toward you believers. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who called you into his own kingdom and glory. And we also thank God constantly for you, that when you received the word of God, which you hear from us, you accepted it not as word of man, but what is really is the word of God, which is at work in you believers. For you, brother, became imitator of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that is in Judea, for you suffered the same thing from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus Christ and the prophets, and drove us out and displeased God and opposed to all mankind by hindering us from speaking to the Gentile that they might be saved, so as always to fill up the measure of their sins. But wrath has come upon them at last. Verse 17. But since we were torn away from you, brothers, and for a short time in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope of joy and crown and boast before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章，弟兄们，你们自己原晓得，我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而，还是靠我们的神，放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是出于诡诈。但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心里的神喜欢。因为我们从来没有用过 讨昧的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的弟兄们。你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。我们向你们信主的人是何等的圣洁公义，无可指摘，有你们可以做见证，也有神做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。为此我们也不住地感谢神，因为你们听见我们所传的道就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃是以为是神的道。这道实在是神的道，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。这犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知，又把我们赶出去，他们不得神的喜悦，却与众人为敌，不许我们传道给外邦人，使外邦人得救，常常充满自己的罪恶。神的愤怒临在他们身上，已经到了极处。弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力地想法子，很愿意见你们，所以我们有意到你们那里。我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻拦了我们。我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
Today we will be talking about pastoral ministry.
今天我们要谈到的是牧养的工作。
Why do we talk about pastoral ministry?
为什么要谈牧养的工作呢？
Because it's in chapter 2.
因为在第二章。
So if you look carefully into this chapter, my question always when we read the passage, what is the theme of this passage?
所以我们在读经文的时候，我常常问大家，这一段经文的目的是什么？
So if you look carefully, it should be clear to you that this book, this passage is talking about Paul's ministry to the church of Thessalonica.
很清楚的，这里谈论保罗在帖撒罗尼迦教会当中的事工。
So, I would like to see Paul as a church founder, and he went to Thessalonica and he planted church. He was there 3 weeks to preach, and then he was thrown out of the town.
保罗是这个教会的创办人，他到了这个帖撒罗尼迦城，他建立了教会，然后几周后他被这个城里的人轰出去。
So when he was he has to leave town because of the mob, and so he sent Timothy went back to check on them and came back to tell them what actually happened.
城里的人把他赶出去，所以在他出去的当儿，他把提摩太派回这个教会。来牧养他们。
So if you look carefully, this passage is talking about pastoral ministry. How do we know? Please look at verse 1.
这一段是提到牧养的工作，我们怎么知道呢？我们看第一节。
For you know, you yourself know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain, but though we had already suffered, been shamefully treated in Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in God,to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much affliction.
第二节这里说，你们自己晓得，我们进到你们那里的时候不是突然的，我们在腓立比受害受辱，这是你们知道的。然后还是靠我们的神，放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
So let me talk about Philippi, because Paul actually went to Philippi, he shared the gospel there, and he was jailed.And when he was jailed, he went to Thessalonica, and he preached the gospel, and they were thrown out by the town.
来到帖撒罗尼迦城之前，保罗在腓立比城，在腓立比城，他受这个囚禁，他被释放过后，他又来到帖撒罗尼迦，他继续的传福音。
You know, here there's Paul who is obeying God, doing God's will, and sharing the gospel. Yet he is facing difficulty one after the other.
所以这是一个顺服神的仆人，可是他屡次的受到这个灾害。
You know, you might be thinking, I'm fulfilling God's great commission, I'm obedient to God, I'm doing God's will, and yet how come I face so many difficulties town after town?
你可能说他在这个顺服神的旨意呢，为什么他到各城受到这样的大的逼迫？
Today we face, many of us face issues, face difficulties, face challenges, and yet we become depressed.
所以我们今天碰到困难的时候，我们忧郁。
I'm telling you, the most person eligible, most eligible to depression is Paul, because you see, at the end he will martyr, yet he's full of hope.
所以最有资格忧郁的是保罗，使徒保罗，因为他屡次受到这个灾害，可是他最终他殉道，可是他是充满的希望。
So,How did Paul have this? Because he has hope.
为什么保罗有这样的确信呢？因为他有这个希望。
So we look at here why is Paul doing? He came to Thessalonica and he said we share the gospel in the midst of much conflict.
所以他说我来到这个帖撒罗尼迦在大征战中传福音。
In this much conflict, the word conflict is with agony, with struggle, with great opposition, with great strength to overcome it.
这个大征战中有敌意。有增进是一个非常困难的这个时刻。
So Paul went to Thessalonica, he preached the word, and then if you drop to verse 12, then he exhorted the church, and then he encouraged them, then he charged them to walk in a manner worthy of God.
所以如果你跳到第十二，我们来到第十二节，他在那里做什么？他叫他们行事对得起那招他们进国的那个神。
And then you drop to verse 19, he said, What is our hope or joy and ground of boasting before our Lord at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy.
然后第十九节他说，我们的盼望喜乐所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住，你们就是我们的荣耀和喜乐。
So I want to see Paul as a pastor here.
所以我们这里要观看这个保罗为牧师。
He's not just an evangelist who preached and from town to town, but he preached the gospel and he established the church and he go back to the church, he encouraged them, he counseled them, and he want to prepare them for the second coming of Christ so they can stand firm before the Lord.
所以保罗不单单是一个宣教师，他也是一个牧师，他关怀他们，他牧养他们，他还派人回去教导他们如何等待耶稣的再来。
So from this passage, you see that he preached, he exhorted them, he encouraged them, and he charged them, and he asked them to stand firm before the Lord.
所以他这里有劝勉，有指示，有宣扬，要他们这个顺服神的旨意。
So this is really Paul's ministry to the church of Thessalonica.
所以这个是保罗对帖撒罗尼教会的事工。
And then from this we can have a glimpse of Paul's pastoral ministry.
从这当中我们可以看到保罗对他对这个牧师的这个心肠在哪里。
And we can see Paul's example as a pastor so that we can see what a pastor's life looks like.
从保罗的身上我们要看一个牧者的榜样，然后我们用这个作为一个模式观察我们自己的这牧人。
Do you know what a pastor do?
你们知道牧师的工作是什么吗？
A lot of people say pastor's job is very easy. He only preach a sermon on every week, just 1 hour. That's his job.
有些人说做牧师很容易，一周你只必须讲到一个小时。
And not long ago, I took a taxi, and then the taxi driver was asking me, "What do you do?" I said, "I'm a pastor." He said, "Wow, you are rich man."
几周前我在搭德士，我跟那个德士司机说。我是牧师，他的回复说，哇，你应该是一个很富有的一个人。
Because all the mega churches they earn a lot of money, so you must be very rich.
因为大型教会的牧师很有钱，你应该也是很有钱。
So you see now they have a very wrong conception, a very wrong idea of what a pastor do.
所以你看，有些人对这个牧师的工作有错误的理解。
And I want to ask you, do you know what a pastor do? Do you know what a pastor's role that he must play in your life, in your walk with God, in your spiritual life?
所以一个牧师的责任在哪里？他对你的属灵的生活，在你的生命中，必须有什么样的影响呢
？So we must understand so that we have a proper understanding. We must have a proper relationship, a biblical relationship between a pastor and the members and the sheep, so that we know how Paul relate to the Thessalonica, how a pastor need to relate to the member, so we know how to do it in such a way that is honoring to God.
正确的理解才可以帮助我们对于我们这个牧者跟羊群的关系有个正确的这个形式。
So this morning, from this message, I want to give you briefly the outline, then I will explain in detail.
所以我先给大家看这个第二章的大纲，然后我们详细的解释。
So from this passage, I will show you pastor's mandate, pastor's motive, pastor's method.
所以我们要看这个牧养的这个使命、动机还有方法。
And then we'll show you pastor's metaphor and pastor's mixed emotion, and later on I'll say the pastor's moment.
还有牧养的比喻、牧养的心情，还有这个牧养的盼望。
So what does a pastor do? I always feel that as a Christian, we are very blessed.
所以我常常认为我们身为基督徒，我们非常的蒙福。
The Lord didn't let us be saved, but He placed us in the church.
他不止拯救我们，他还把我们放在教会里。
He didn't leave us as an orphan.
他没有把我们留下像孤儿一样。
He placed us in the church so that we can be with the brother and sister, be loved by them, and He ordained pastor and teacher to shepherd them.
把我们放在教会里，我们得到弟兄姐妹的爱护，也得到这个牧师的这个牧养。
So in the church, the in Ephesians chapter 4:11 say, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
在以弗所书四章十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧者和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So the Lord gave to the church.For what purpose? To equip the saint for the ministry.
所以牧师的责任就是要为要成全圣徒能够各尽其职。
So the pastor not only have to preach, have to teach, yet they have to counsel, they have to look after, to care for the members.
所以牧师讲到牧师也要劝勉还有关怀弟兄姐妹。
In Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 15, the Lord talked about himself as a shepherd. He said, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and myself will make them lie down, declare the Lord God, and I will seek the lost, I will bring back the stray, I will bind the injured, I will strengthen the weak.
在以西结书34章这里说，主耶稣自己称自己为我是羊的牧人，使他们得以躺卧。失丧的我必寻找，被逐的我必领回，被受伤的我必缠裹，有病的我必医治，只是肥的壮的我必除灭，也要秉公牧养他们。
You see, the Lord in the Old Testament, God has this is described as our shepherd.
所以在这里我们看，神自己称他为牧者。
In New Testament, Jesus Christ is our great shepherd.
然后在新约的圣经，耶稣是我们的大牧者。
Yes, on top of that, he also appoint human under shepherd to take care of his sheep.
然后他也设立了人来做群羊的牧人。
So the shepherd's job is not only to teach, to equip, to preach. He has to counsel, he has to seek the weak, he has to find the lost, and he want to the one who is stray, he have to bring them back and bind them to strengthen them so they can grow.
所以你看他这里牧者的责任要领回那些失丧的，要医治他们，要缠裹那些受伤的。
And I call this pastoral ministry.
这是牧养的工作。
This is counseling.
这是辅导的工作。
So a pastor need to preach, need to protect, need to provide pastoral care.
所以牧者要有指示，也要教导，也要关怀这个羊群。
You know, it's not easy to be a pastor nowadays.
那做牧师现在不容易。
Now because nowadays you have internet.
所以因为现在有这个网际网络。
Now the best preacher, the best speaker is all over the internet, and you just need to take a phone and you hear the best speech or best sermon.
所以在互联网你可以找到最好的这个牧者的这个教导。
And then many of I have hear many people say that, my pastor is Tim Keller, my pastor is John MacArthur, my pastor is Mark Dever, my pastor is Joe Austin.
所以很多人有时候会说我的牧师是John MacArthur, 是 Tim Keller, 有些说他我的牧师是 Joe Austin.
But you see, you must know.
大家要知道。
You know, when you call these people your pastor, I'm telling you, what you see is a public persona. The image that they want you to see, you do not know them.
所以我要告诉大家，你们观察这一些人的教导的时候，你看的只是一个对外的这个画面。
You know, basically, we are thankful for the ministry, we are thankful for their teaching, but they are not your pastor.
我们非常的感谢这一些人的这个教导，可是他们不是你的牧师。
You know, many of you know that in fact, Jimmy and I, we both went to Master's Seminary, we both studied under John MacArthur, and we spent many years there. And sometimes there are people, in fact, this is real, that someone argued with me, John MacArthur don't think this, John MacArthur believe this. I keep looking at him, have you met John MacArthur? He said no.
所以你们大家都知道，我们教会这个牧师是这个马斯特神学院的这个毕业生。所以有些人来到我们当中说：“哦，你 你们讲的跟这个John MacArthur 不一样。然后我问这些人，你们见过John MacArthur 吗？
You know, sometimes you see only the public, you only see the teaching, but you do not know how he relate to people. You do not know his ministry. You do not know his daughter. You don't know his son. You don't know his family. You don't know how he lived his life.
所以我们只是观察他的外在，对外的这个样貌，你不认识他的妻子、孩子、他的家人。
You know, pastor needs to care for you. He doesn't know your need. He doesn't know your strength and weakness. He doesn't know your ups and downs. Pastor needs to know, and he needs to be there and hold you accountable, bring you up when you are down.
所以这些外国的这些牧师，他们不能关怀你，他们不认识你，他们不能很像在你当中的牧者一样来帮助你。
You know, we are thankful for their ministry, and you should continue to listen, except Joe Austin. But the point is this: they are not your pastor. They do not know you personally to able to counsel you.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们可以继续听他们的道，除了 Joe Austin， 可是他们不是你的牧师。
You know, pastor should be among you.
一个牧者要在你们的当中。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 1 to 2, Apostle Peter say, I exhort you, the elders among you, as fellow elder, as a witness to the suffering of Christ, as well as a partaker of the glory that is to come to be revealed. He said, shepherd the flock of God that is among you.
彼得前书，使徒彼得这里说，我这做长老的，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人务要牧养在你们中间神的羊群。
So sometimes when I go to teach in a seminary or teach in a seminary setting, sometimes we have to encourage them. Say, look, we have so many good preacher and good preaching around. It's very hard for us. I say, look, that makes a difference. They are preaching to the general public, but we are preaching to the specific local audience. We know their issue. We know their problem. We can feed.We can challenge, we can bind, we can console, we can help them to grow.
所以我在这个鼓励神学院的学生的时候，我告诉他们，对，是的，外面有很多著名的这个传道人，他们在对大众传道。可是你是牧者，你可以在你的羊群中帮助他们这个他们自己的这个需要。
So we need to know the need of the sheep, and we can help them accordingly.
所以我们要明白认识到这个羊群的需要，然后帮助他们。
In the book of John, the Lord Jesus Christ is described as a good shepherd.
在约翰福音第十章，这里耶稣这里说他是好牧人。
The sheep hear his voice. He say the good shepherd. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name.
羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，领他们出来。
You know, as a shepherd, as a pastor, you need to know each sheep and you need to know the name. And I'm not sure Tim Keller know your name.
所以牧师必须知道各个羊的名。我不知道 Tim Keller 知不知道你是谁。
In fact, I even argue that we should have small church rather than big church.
我也可以这里提议说，我们要有小的教会。
You know, small church, you get to see your pastor, you get to lunch with him, you get to go to his house, you go to see his family. But big church, you never see him. You do not know his lifestyle. You do not know his way of life. You don't even know what happened to him after a sermon.
小的教会你可以去你牧师的家，你可以跟他一起用餐，你可以认识到他的家庭。如果是大型的教会，你没有机会认识到那一个牧师。
And sometimes, in fact, one member, one of us, actually came from a big church, and then he you know, I drove him around, and I showed him my eat lunch. I did not know pastor can eat lunch with us and be part of our life. I say, this is exactly what we do.
所以我们当中有一个弟兄，他从一个大型教会来到我们当中的时候，我跟他一起用餐，我们一起开车。他说我不知道牧师可以跟我们有这样的关系的。
So this is a very intimate relationship. In fact, you see in this passage, the pastor's relationship with the member is so intimate. The shepherd and the sheep is so intimate. They know exactly what they need, and they will serve them according to what they're able to take.
所以牧者跟羊群的这个关系是非常的密切的。
So let's come back to this passage. Let's see how Paul do his ministry.
让我们要继续的观察这个保罗怎样进行他的事工。
So let's return to verse 1-2.
回到第一、第二节。
Verse 1-2, he said, "For you yourself know." Paul is among them. He said, "You know, brother, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we already suffer and been shamefully treated in Philippi, yes." As you know, we had boldness in God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much affliction.
他在这里说，你们自己晓得我们在腓立比被害受辱，可是我们来到你们当中的时候，我们放开胆量，在大征战中把福音传给你们。
So here, how did you see that it is under made a lot? They are treated shamefully in Philippi, and yet he comes to Thessalonica is with much.Conflict, much suffering, much agony. Yet, Paul want to do that. With all the difficulties, Paul say, "I must do this." That is to share the gospel to you.
我们看这里，保罗他被害受辱，他们在大征战中，可是他们继续要进行他们的使命，就是把福音传给这个地区的教会。
If you quickly survey, you see the word gospel appear how many times here?
在这一段，你要看福音这个字出现了几次。
You just briefly survey.How many times the word gospel appear in this passage?
在第二章福音这个词汇出现几次？
If you look carefully, it should be about 4 times.
如果你仔细的看，应该是四次。
Besides, verse 2, verse 4 say, "But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not to please men, but to please God who tests our heart."
然后我们看，我们在这个第四节把福音交托我们。
And verse 8, he said, "So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel, but ourselves."
第八节，我们既然是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也要给你们。
And then verse 9 says, "For you remember, brothers, we toil, we labor and toil, we work night and day, and we might not be burdened to you while we proclaim the gospel to you."
第九节，弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得你们一人受累。
So the question is this, why is Paul go to Thessalonica with great difficulties and he worked so hard, toil and labor so hard?Why? To share the gospel. So the mandate of a gospel, mandate of a pastor is to share the gospel. Make sure the gospel is proclaimed among you.
所以为什么那么辛苦保罗还要继续的做呢？因为这是牧者的一个使命，他必须把福音教导信徒。
So I think we do not have to go further. The pastor's job, the pastor's aim, the pastor's purpose is to share the gospel and make sure the gospel takeroot in our life and grow and let our life reflect the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以这里我们很清楚地看到牧师的这个目的，他的责任就是把福音清清楚楚地扎在我们的心中。
So as a pastor, you need to share the gospel. That is your mandate. Secondly, the pastor's motive.
然后我们要看这个牧养的动机。
Let's look at verse 3.
第三节。
For our appeal, again the appeal is cry, is urge. Our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive. Spring from.
我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。
So here he's talking about our gospel didn't come. It's the it's spring from or it's the origin or the source is come from what? Come from the.Motive. Of course, this word can describe characteristic, or it can describe the source or the motive.
所以这里讲到他的动机，也讲到这个他做事的这个原点。我们这里要注重的是他的动机不是错误。
So why do we think motive is a more better interpretation? Because verse 4 says, "Just as you have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not to please men, but to please God." It's an inner motive to please God.
第四节让我们清楚地看到。 他们做事的，他们照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心里的神喜欢。
So Paul want to share the gospel. That is his mandate, and then his motive is to please God. Is from the heart. What is his pure motive? What did he why? Why did he want to do this?
So 保罗的这个目的使命是要传福音，他的动机是要讨神的喜悦。
So he provide us three negatives. He said not from error, not from impurity, and not to deceive.
所以这里有三个不不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是出于这个诡诈。
So error, it could be referring to faulty reasoning. Impurity is actually talking about filthiness. And here Paul is talking about sexual impurity. Because in those days in Thessalonica, they worship in a pagan temple. And they involve sexual activities and so on to get close to the God. He said, no, this is absolutely not. That's why you see, if you read carefully in 1 Thessalonians, he keeps emphasizing sexual purity. And then the third one is deceive. It's not to pretend. It is really, it's not to provide a mask, but is to be honest.
所以这里的错误就解释了这个意思，就是这个歪理或者假道。这里的这个污秽指的是这个淫乱的事，因为帖撒罗尼迦这一个城市是非常淫乱的，他们的这个外邦的这个信仰，他们都是充满了这个污秽来进行，或者充满淫乱来进行他们的敬拜的。然后诡诈就是这个有这个欺骗的这个动机。
So Paul said, all these things are wrong. Then what is correct? That's correct is he has the truth. The opposite of error is truth. The opposite of impurity is purity. And opposite of deceit is honesty, transparent.
所以这里的对比，错误的对比就是真理，污秽的对比就是圣洁，诡诈的对比就是诚实。
So you know, basically, if you want to follow a leader,Don't just follow a virtual VR, a virtual reality leader. You must follow somebody you can see them, you can watch them, how they live their life, how they talk to their children, how do they talk to their wife, how do they talk to old people, how do they talk to the needy. Then you know he is real.
So if we want to follow a leader, we want to learn a pastor, we want to choose a real pastor, this road, you can 学习他的这个在他的情感上，他在人际关系的这个方面，能够做你的榜样的一个牧师。
So we can see that pastor's mandate is to share the gospel. Pastor's motives basically from the word spring from. Now I want to talk about the pastor's method. Look at verse 5. He said, "We never came to you with words of flattery." Here he's talking about how he approached it.
然后我们现在讲到方法，他怎样把这个福音交给他们。
Verse 5, we never came to you with words of flattery, as you know, again, it's in front of you, nor with pretext for greed, God is witness, nor we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demand as an apostle of Christ.
所以第五节，因为我们从来没有用过讨媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以作见证的。要我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。
So flattery is basically a description of how you persuade. You say something nice to flatter you, to make you soft, make you happy, then to poison you, basically.
所以讨媚这个解释就是用一些话语来引诱你，使你相信他们的话。
So basically he said, look, it's not flattery, it's not saying something nice to make you happy. It is not a pretext for greed so that I can take money from you, and not to gain recognition, to gain your praise.
所以这个保罗牧养的方法不是讨人的欢心，不是为了得人的好处，也不是得人的称赞。
And I can be very sure that you know I don't say very nice thing aboutYou right.
我很肯定的知道，我对大家没有很多讨你们喜悦的话跟你们说。
Those people who laugh louder are the one who gun out the most.
那些笑的最大声的是我最这个针对的。
Of course, I love you more. That's why I target you more.
我越爱你，我越针对你。
Of course, you see the thing is this. I'm not saying something nice to make you happy. I want you to grow.
我不是要你这个。欢心，我是要你成长。
I want you to benefit from our relationship.
我要你在我们的关系上得到益处。
So my question is this: when you come to someone, are you the person? Is it taxing, getting you out from you, or are they giving himself to you?
所以当我们与一个这个牧者有关系的时候，他是叫你好东西，还是他要寻你的好处？
So if a person come to you and he's willing to give everything for you, this relationship is real.
如果一个真实的这个关系，就是当你来到这个人的面前，他愿意你得到好处。
So you know, if you come to know me, you come to know my wife. My question to you is, how being present with us does it help you, your family, your marriage, or your parenting? If it does, I think we contribute to your growth.
所以如果你来到我还有我的妻子的这个当中，然后我们帮助你的婚姻还有你的抚养孩子的这个方面你能够成长，我们就做到了我们的这个事工。
But if you come to me and I keep getting things from you and not without giving you, something is wrong here.
可是如果我一直逃我自己的好处，你没有得到益处，这个关系有问题。
And then you know how we run this church. A lot of time we run this churchby giving away, not taking. We conduct conferences free, we do a lot of things. Why? I want to show you what is a sacrificial attitude. We need to give, not to take.
那如果你们在我们当中一段时期，你们知道我们这里的事工都是免费的，我们是义务做的，我们要大家有这个牺牲的这个心智。
So you have to think, when a pastor come, keep getting from youOr is he giving sacrificially? So if he does, this is a real pastor.
所以你们要想，你们的牧者是向你们取东西，还是寻你们的好处？
And of course, does he only want your praise, or did he speak the truth out of his heart?
他是不是只要你的称赞，还是把真理讲到你心中？
So over here we see pastor's mandate, his motive, his method. Now I want to show you his the metaphor.
我们看到使命。动机的方法，现在我们看到这个牧养的比喻。
Look, if you look at verse 7 to 12,
请看第七到第十二节。
You notice that he talk about verse 7, we were gentle among you like a nursing mother.
你看这里他说第七节，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
And verse 11, for you know how like a father with his children.
然后我们下到十一节，像父亲带自己的儿女一样。
So he used the what metaphor did he use to describe the pastor like a mother and like a father?
这里讲到牧养的时候，他的比喻用什么？他用母亲和父亲。
So like a mother, look over here. He described the mother. He said the mother is gentle and the mother is affectionate and the mother is sacrificial.
这里讲到这里有这个。体贴的爱，有亲情的爱，也有牺牲的爱。
So I have all the three S: sensitive love, sentimental love, and sacrificial love.
所以这里我们有三个 S: 体贴的爱、亲情的爱，还有牺牲的爱。
So when we look at the verse 7 again, we were gentle among you. The word gentle meaning in the original Greek mean warm. It's like share body warm. So if the baby is cold, he willhold him tight and let him feel the warmth. So he is very sensitive to the need of the baby.
所以这里的温柔在希腊的这个原文，这里有一个这个彼此取温暖的这个这个关系。
And of course, you know, if you are careful, you'll realize that in our text say we were gentle among you like a nursing mother. The word mother is not in the original Greek.
如果你看这个如同母亲乳养，其实在这个希腊文没有母亲这个字，母亲。
So, but he says that you are like a nurse, like a nurse. But if you, why do we translate mother? Because the following word, taking care of her own children, or her own children must be the mother.
所以为什么翻译者把这个母亲放进？因为你看，如同乳养自己的孩子，所以母亲自然的就是在这个翻译中。
So he said like a mother who very sensitive. You know, we have many mothers here.When your baby is young, you are very sensitive. Even he cough, whether he, you know, the sound of a baby, you already know whether he's happy or not happy. He's very hungry or he's angry.
所以这里讲到体贴的爱，这里我们当中的母亲，你们都知道，你听你的孩子的哭声，你知道他是饿还是他是冷，还是他需要一些东西。
And not only that, in verse 8, he says, "So being affectionately desirous of you, it's like longing for you."
然后他说，我们竟然是这样爱你们。
That's why I call it sentimental love, because this affectionate is like a longing, one cannot be departed, cannot be separated.
所以这里我就用了这个亲情的爱来形容这一个关系。
And then continue in verse 8, he say, We were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own self, because you are become very dear to us.
然后你看，我们不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们。
So a pastor needs to be sensitive, he needs to be sentimental, and yet needs to be sacrificial because he wants to share with them his love.
所以一个牧者必须充满体贴的爱，必须充满亲情的爱，然后也有这个牺牲的这个爱。
So notice that these are the description of mother compared to the father. Let's look at it.
我们对比这个父亲的这个比喻。
So in verse 11, he talk about, for you know like a father with his children, but you can go back to verse 9. He says that, for you remember, brother, that our labor and toil we work day and night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you while we proclaim to you the gospel. You are witnesses, and God also, how holy, righteousness and blameless was our conduct toward you believers.
我们看第九节，弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁，公义无可指摘，要由你们做见证，也有神做见证。
So when he described him as a father, what term he used? He said, "I'm your example."
所以当他提到父亲，他说什么？我是你的榜样。
Look at my conduct. I'm holy, righteous, and blameless.
我是圣洁、公义、无可指摘。
Not only that, he said that in verse 12, he said, "We exhorted each one of you, we encourage you, we charge you to walk in a manner worthy of God."
然后他又说，我劝勉你们，安慰你们，也嘱咐你们，好像父亲一样。
So here he talk about exhortation, he talk about encouragement, and he talk about expectation.
是这里有劝勉，有安慰，有嘱咐。
Exhort means call alongside. It's almost like counseling. Come alongside and ask him to do, and let's encourage you to do the same thing.
劝勉的意思就是辅导，帮助他们。
And encouragement, actually, this word can use as consolation, or it can be a comfort to when you are down, when you are weak. Let him be firm up.
然后安慰是在你低落的时候，他安抚你们。
And then it comes to the last one, expectation. This is basically talking about a charge. He said, charge you is almost like command you to walk in a manner worthy of God.
所以这个嘱咐就是一个指示，是吩咐信徒要如何的行事。
But do you notice mother's role and father's role are very different?
你们看到吗？这个母亲跟这个父亲的责任非常不一样。
So if we compare, mother is sensitive, sentimental, and sacrificial.
这母亲是体贴啊，有亲情的爱，有牺牲的爱。
It's very, very sweet and very warm.
是一个很柔的一个爱。
But father, he need to be an example. He need to encourage him and stand firm. And then he, of course, when you are down, he can console him. But he has to demand him to walk upright to be the best that he can be.
可是父亲是一个刚强的榜样，他要劝勉，他要安慰，他要吩咐他的孩子们。
So we can see the masculine and feminine difference here.
所以女性跟男性的分别，我们这里可以观察。
Yet, you want pastor to play both roles.
可是他这里要父亲两个都都当。
You know, sometimes it's very hard.
有时候非常困难。
You know, sometimes I'm very hard on the people that I love the most.
有时候我对我爱的这些弟兄姐妹非常的严厉。
And the person always asks, "How come you treat him so nice? You treat me so hard?"
有些人说为什么你对他这样好，对我这样苛刻
？Especially our leadership.
尤其是我们的领袖。
You hear who is laughing? You know who.
你听那个在笑的那个。
He said, "Look, how come you're so hard on me? How come the member you're so you know if I'm late you're so hard on me? When the guy is late, you will be so nice to him."
他们说我们迟到，你非常的严厉，可是他们迟到，你很像非常的体贴他们。
I'm not saying everybody can be late, okay?
我不是说你们可以迟到。
It's always nice and be a good witness to be early, right?
准时或者早到是一个很好的榜样。
But as a leader, I expect you to do more.
可是身为一个领袖，我要要求你们做的更多。
So I wanted more from them.
所以我要求更多。
So you see, this is what we our standards are different. Why? Because you are a leader. He is a the member. We need to sayang, you know. You know, I know you are weak. I know, but please come early. But as a leader, why you are late?
所以这个领袖们，我们要吩咐他们这些羊群，我要安抚，要鼓励他们。
So you know, as a pastor, it's always very difficult.
所以做牧师非常的困难。
You know, sometimes people tell you something, Pastor, I tell you this thing, but you cannot tell people.
有些人告诉我，牧师，我跟你说，你不要跟别人说。
Okay, of course, it's not a sin issue or any other things that we are trying to help you. Then here comes another one. Say, I want him to be elder. I want him to be. I say no. Why no? Can you tell me? Cannot. Why cannot? You bias. You know, we have a lot of problem with this kind of thing.
有些人来到我的当中，有时候叫我守一些秘密，如果不是罪的这些东西，我是可以帮助他们。有些人来到我当中说我要做长老。这个是非常困惑的一件事。
So you see how when we see as a mother and a father, we play different role according to what the situation, according to the need of the person.
所以一个牧师按这那个情况，有时候是母亲，有时候有这个父亲的这个责任。
So Paul says that my purpose is to share the gospel. I have clear motive. The method is transparent and is with integrity. And how I do that? You see, the metaphor he used is like a mother, it's like a father.
所以保罗这里让我们看到他的使命、他的动机、他的方法，他也用了一个母亲和父亲的比喻，让我们看到他怎样进行他的事工。
The next one I want to talk about is the pastor's emotion.
然后我要谈到这个牧养的这个心情。
You know, the pastor's emotion is very mixed.
做一个牧师呢，心情非常复杂
啊。You know, sometimes, when people are pregnant, the first thing they call me.
有时候人家怀孕了，他们打电话给我。
I'm so happy for them, but later on, you get a second phone call, somebody is dying.
我听到我非常的高兴，然后另一通电话是我某某人要。
Sometimes I attend funeral, I have to conduct funeral. The next day, I have to attend wedding.
有时我在丧礼，然后我有时我在婚礼。
So you tell me what is my emotion like?
所以你看我的这个心情如何的变化
we just roller coaster. You go up and down.
就像一个摩天轮一样
You know, sometimes I have to ask myself, how did God feel about this thing?
我有时候想这个神对这件事有什么感受
Maybe I should give you some suggestion about theology proper.
我可能跟大家谈这个神论
You know, can God be happy and sad at the same time?
神可以同时间开心还有这个忧伤
Can or cannot?
可以不可以
You know, many of us, some of us are happy, God is happy for you. Some of you are sad, God is sad with you. Some people is high in the mountain, some people is down with the mountain. So God at the same time had to feel 6 billion people's feeling. You know what kind of feeling it is? I am not God, thankfully. I cannot understand.
所以我们有些人高兴的时候神与你们喜乐，你忧伤的时候神与你忧伤，我们的神必须这个对60亿人的这个心情做出一个反应。
So let's look at the verse 13.
所以我们看13节。
13 basically it starts with this say, we also thank God. Wow, Paul thank God. Why? Because they received the gospel, they received the word of God as it is really is. Look at verse 13. We also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God which you hear from us, you accepted it not as the word of man, but as what is really is the word of God, which is at work in you believers.
十三节，为此我们也不住地感谢神，因你们听见我们所传的神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
So Paul is very happy that he preached the gospel and he teach them the Bible. They're willing to accept that he's very happy.
所以保罗非常的高兴，他教导这个真理，这些信徒接受。
They not only receive, they become imitators. Verse 14, for you brothers became imitators of the church of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea.
他们不只相信了，他们也效法这个你看第十四节，弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会。
So they not only receive the word, they also have.Outworking action, they become imitator, and not only that, they are willing to suffer. They look at verse second half of 14. For you suffer the same thing from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews who killed both the Lord Jesus Christ and the prophet and drove us out and displeased God and opposed to all mankind by hindering us from speaking to the Gentile that you might be saved. So,Always to fill up the measure of their sins.
你看他们有了这个相信，他们有这个行为，在第十四节的这个下半段，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样，这犹太人杀了主耶稣的先知，又把我们赶出去，他们不得神的喜悦，却与众人为敌。
So here, basically, they receive the word of God. They have action. They follow. They imitate all the godly men. And not only that, even they suffer for their faith.
所以他们相信了，他们也愿意有一定的行为，他们愿意这个受苦来效法这些受苦的这个基督徒。
So basically, Paul is describing when he was in Thessalonica, he shared the gospel. A lot of people became Christian. Yet now, those who unbelieving will say, "Hey, this is wrong. They created Hong Kong number two, with all the mob, and then so throw Paul out of the town."
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦教导福音，有人信了，可是群众就这个轰动，然后把这个保罗逐出去。
So this is what Paul feels. He said, "Look, we suffer like Jesus Christ, like the prophet, and we have been, and you are also suffering because they went to Jason's house and they tried to find and they cannot find. They basically torture him."
所以保罗说，我们效法基督，效法使徒受苦，你们也一样效法我们受苦。
Yet verse 16, the last part, he said, "But the wrath had come upon them at last."
你看这里说，神的愤怒临到他们身上。
As a preacher, when people believe Christ, are you happy?
所以做一个传道人，人家信主，你高兴吗？
Of course, you are very happy.
你非常高兴。
But if a person reject, not only reject, they oppose and they attack. As a pastor, your heart is sank because you see that you are not only suffering from all these things, yet you see that they are storing God's wrath and finally come to them.And will punish them.
可是，身为一个牧者，如果人家拒绝还有这个反对真理的时候，你非常的忧伤，因为你知道他们的后果是神的愤怒必临到他们的身上。
If you share the gospel constantly, you realize a lot of time more people reject than people accept.
如果你常传福音，你知道多数的人是拒绝这个福音的。
So you are always under this feeling of in depression, if you like.
所以你会常常有这个像忧郁感一样。
But unless you have hope, the depression will not be solved. Hope in what? Hope in Jesus Christ.
除非你的这个希望建立在耶稣基督身上。
So if you don't have the vision that Christ will come and vindicate you and punish sin, you have no hope. And we will be blue and we will be depressed and we will be clinically depressed. That is part of life.
如果你没有耶稣基督的这个希望，你就会忧郁，因为你没有一个方法告诉自己神会审判这一切的这个错误。
So when we understand, we study the scripture, we fix our hope in Jesus Christ, our life will brighten up.
所以我们注目在耶稣身上的时候，我们的有了希望，我们的生命就喜乐了。
And you see Paul, his challenges after challenges, difficulty after difficulties. Even in we talk about this in 2 Timothy, when he faced death, he said.The crown of righteousness waiting for me. He said, I've done with all I need to do. I have a life of no regret.
所以保罗屡次的受到这个苦难，可是在他提摩太后书说，他说这个荣耀的冠冕我会得到了，我已经跑尽我所要这个使命了。
So our mind fixed on the second coming of Christ, fixed on the hope, fixed on Jesus Christ, then our emotion will be brightened up.
所以我们的希望建立在这个耶稣基督身上，我们生命中就有盼望，就有喜乐。
So as a pastor, we are roller coaster. Sometimes you say why you are so sad, sometimes why you are so happy, and then next moment again why you are so sad. Look, this is you come with territory.
所以牧者的这个心情就是有时候开心，有时候忧伤，这是牧者的这个事工。
So here we see that Paul is describing his own life. You see, he said, look, verse 1 to 2, he talked about pastor's mandate. 3 to 4, he talked about pastor's motive. And 5 to 6, pastor's method. Then he said, pastor's metaphor. Then he talked about emotion. Lastly, I want to talk about this, the pastor's moment.
所以这里我们谈到他的使命、动机、方法、比喻、心情。最后我们要谈到牧养的这个盼望。
What I'm talking about, he has a, you know,Every teacher,
每一个老师
you will face a test.
有一个测验
not just every year. I think every half a year you already face that. All your teaching, the student will have to take the test. If the student fail, you fail. If the student pass, you're happy.
那你身为一个老师，你给你的学生供测验，他及格你就及格，他如果不及格，你的教导也是不及格。
So what a pastor, what are we aiming for? We're aiming for whatever we are doing. We are equipping. We are preaching. We are counseling. We are warning. At the end. everyone here will stand in front of God, in front of Jesus Christ, when the Lord see you and say, this is a faithful servant, come to have my joy.
每一个牧师的教导劝勉, 这个辅导, 那个目的就是当我, 基督徒, 或信徒站在神, 的面前的时候, 神会说, 你是一个忠心的仆人。
What the pastor wants, he wants you to be accepted, be pleasing in before the Lord.
一个牧者的这个心愿就是要你合神的心意。
Look at verse 17.
看十七节。
But since we were torn away from you, brother, for a short time in person and in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face. Paul said, I want to come back because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope and joy and crown of boasting before the Lord at his coming? It is not you, for you are our glory and our joy.
这里十七节是弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子很愿意见你们的面，所以我们有意到你们那里，我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻拦了我们。我们的盼望和希望，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们站在他面前立得住吗？ 因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。我们当读这段的时候，人家常说，撒旦做什么？Of course, how did Satan hinder Paul? 撒旦怎么阻拦保罗？
The clearest explanation is this: Paul went to Thessalonica, he preached the gospel, a lot of people believe, but Satan instigated the people who come and stop him from preaching more and throw him. This is Satan's work.
这个最容易的清楚的解释就是保罗来到他们当中要传道，可是撒旦指使那些群众把他轰出去。And
yet he wanted to go, Paul wants to go back, but he was hindered because all these people will prevent him from coming back.
他很想回去，可是这个群众不会让他回到这个城。So
Paul said he longed for them, so he wrote a letter. He asked Timothy to bring to them, and Timothy brought back the news.
所以保罗就写了这一封信交给提摩太去给这个教会。
So what is Paul want? He said, you are our hope, you are our joy, you are our crown of boasting.
保罗说你们是我的盼望、喜乐和所夸的冠冕。
So as a teacher, you probably know how I feel. All pastors want all the members able to stand before God and say, this, you are a faithful servant, you are well-pleasing faithful servant, come and join my joy.
所以 你们知道我的心，我愿意你们站在主耶稣的面前。神说，你是忠心的仆人。So
when we finish this text, we say, I'm not a pastor. Why you tell me what a pastor do?
所以我们读完这段说啊，我又不是牧师，你告诉我这一些有什么用呢？
But I want to tell you, this is in the Bible, right? If it's in the Bible, it's for everybody to read.
对，可是这个段在圣经里面，这是给大家读的。
Not only that, you must understand God's purpose, God's will for what a pastor to do, and you need to expect this from your pastor.
所以这个是神对牧师的要求，你要对你牧师有这样的要求。
You know, sometimes when I call someone, they say, Pastor, what you call me? Did I sin? Did I make some mistake? Why? No, sometimes I just want to get to know you.
有时候我跟人通电话说，我们来一起来认识一下。那个人说我犯了什么罪呢？我说不是，让我们再更深一层的认识。We
must know God's will for how a church operate and how a pastor operate and how what a relationship a pastor and the people needs to have so that we fulfill God's purpose in this church and in your life.
我们要清楚地明白神对牧师有什么要求，然后对牧师跟羊群的这个关系上有什么指示。
And our aim is all the same. We want you to be walking in the Lord. We want you to be worthy of the gospel. And you want the same thing. And that's how the Lord not leave us as often. He give us teacher, pastors, so that to equip the same to do the ministry for His glory.
我们的目的就是要讨神的喜悦，在他的旨意中而行，因为他给我们牧师、有教师来帮助我们。
So over in this passage, I hope you see the role of a pastor, and you know what to expect from a pastor, and we know how to pray for the pastor.
所以通过这一段，我要大家清楚地明白牧师的工作是什么，你能如何的帮助你的牧师来祈祷。 还有啊，如何要求啊，你的牧师跟你的关系是如何
？And let the pastor play his role in your life to help you to grow like Christ.
然后让你的牧师在你的生命中有神所给他的这个指示，来行出他的这个事工。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for the word. You didn't leave us as orphan. You place us in the church so that you can teach us, you can shepherd us, you give us pastor, teachers, brothers and sisters, elders and deacons and leaders to help us grow in you. So, Father, may we open our hearts to them and let them use your word to encourage us, to comfort us, to lead us in a path that is honoring to you. So from this message, we saw that Paul's mandate is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So may we, our church, support the pastor in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only in our neighbor, but also far and wide, in Asia as well as in the world. So, Father, let us examine our motive. May our motive is clear to please you, not to please men. May we examine our method. We will not use trickery or deception, but we will be honest out front so that people will know we are speaking the truth. It is through your power to convert people. It's not our clever speech or persuasion. So we trust in your word to do your ministry. So, Father, we pray that you will continue to trust in your word and not to trust our method. So, Father, as we can see in this scripture, a pastor's role, a metaphor, is to be a mother as well as a father. So, Father, you are a father. You know how to challenge us. But at the same time, you are gentle with us, give us grace. So we pray that the pastor all over the world will be faithful to your text, use your Bible to feed your sheep, use your Bible to counsel your elect. And we, Father, we pray that every member, every Christian are willing to open his heart to the leading of the Holy Spirit to respond to your teaching. So, Father, although the pastors' emotion go ups and down, we pray for them that they will stand firm in you, trust in you, focus in you, rather than on the circumstances. How many times we fall aside, how many times we get disappointed, how many times we see statistics that many pastors fall away. But, Father, we pray that you will continue to uphold all the men that you have called to be your shepherd, your under-shepherd, to take care of your sheep. We pray that you give them strength, give them wisdom, give them courage. They will continue in your ministry. At the end, Father, we know that everyone here needs to stand before you and give account of their life. And you give pastors to help them, to prepare them to face you. So may they be willing to accept the help, and may the pastor faithful to their calling and have wisdom and graciousness and compassionate to the needs of the sheep so that we can see you are with us. May you continue to watch everyone here, and may we glorify you in this church, in this country, and in this region. Father, at this moment, I want to take time to pray for Indonesia, where we have flood, and also in Australia, we have fire. Father, many people are destroyed, are affected by all this natural disaster. We pray for your compassion, your mercy on all these people. May they see life is short and life is uncertain. May all this natural disaster able to bring them to their senses to trust you. It is you that we have eternal hope, not just our physical life and our physical home and our physical surrounding. Father, we see this morning that in Taiwan, the president election already out. We probably will see future continuous chaos and turbulence in the relationship with China. If this government is elected, it must be your will. So, Father, we come before you. We pray that they can have peaceful time, that with the gospel can be spread far and wide. We pray for wisdom. We pray for peace. We pray for the government that they are not always in antagonistic, but we pray that you, in your sovereign will, let the preacher, the Christian there, able to live a peaceful life and able to share your gospel. As at this moment, we also think about Iran. We know that the airplane was shut down by their own Iran people. With all the 100 over people dying, Father, again, we have prayed for your mercy on the people in the family of all the deceased. We pray that your grace will pour over them and let them see the need of salvation. Especially now, I want to pray for our brother, Hannah Shahim. He sent me a text, an email, that his ministry has now given opportunity in Iran to translate into Farsi language and air in Iran. Father, we pray that we come before you united in one heart to pray that your gospel will spread in Iran. We pray that you use our brother Hannah and his team to translate your teaching, your Bible, so that all the people there able to see your goodness. They have 1,000 over sermon. They already translated 140 sermon. We continue to look to you to give them resources, and we come to you to ask you to give them the courage and give them opportunity. May your message reach the Iranian. They are, like us, need your grace and need your salvation. So, Father, we come before you. We pledge, we plead with you to show your grace, not just to the Chinese people, to the Asian, to the Malaysian, to the Indonesian, to the Filipino, but also in the Middle East. May you continue to see, may we able to see your gospel spread far and wide, not just in Iran, but in the Middle East. So may we come before you, and we ask you to honor your good name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.